And welcome back, George Norrie with Dr. Randy Shannon. Randy, I was out walking around this weekend at various restaurants in Los Angeles. Why are so many people walking around with canes?
Well, we're just very unhealthy here in America. I mean, it's literally everywhere. I just feel like I can't go anywhere without seeing people sick in every location. Again, I see things even in advance that they don't even realize that they're dealing with until it hits them, and then it's not going to be pretty. They might have osteoporosis. They're having bone joint issues. Maybe sure. They had some replacements already.
A new knee, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, that's all preventable. And when we get to that point, it's that in any decision or any kind of sickness that we have is based on a decision we're either still doing today, choices that we're making today, or something that we did in the past that we're just suffering for now. So that's why prevention is key. If people could, and I know they're in this audience and they're hearing me talk and you talk, if the audience could hear the calls I take on a daily basis of the suffering, you would say, I need to be preventative, even if I'm sitting in the crowd perfect. But there's people in this crowd right now sitting here suffering terribly, hearing this yeah. and needing that help. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Jeff in New Jersey, east of the Rockies. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Dr. and George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been a night owl. I'm a coast-to-coast big fan, so might be not helping me being a night owl. But I've been to the doctors, and I've said my nocturnal insomnia, and they said my circadian rhythm is probably off. And what do you recommend? I mean, like maybe like a melatonin, or what do you think?
Yeah, we all have these circadian rhythms. You know, blood pressure spike at certain times. Diabetics with their blood sugar levels, they spike at certain times. Just like the ocean has tides, it has high tide, low tide. Women have cycles every 28 days. And then, you know, later in life, there's cycles literally to everything. And circadian rhythms are something that you have to be aware of. We're awake right now. We shouldn't be. But, you know, good thing we don't do it all the time. But how to reset it. Go step outside barefoot on the ground. Everybody says, oh, that's quirky. It sounds woo-woo. But there's actual real, they've measured this time and time again. You can see these videos where it's actually physically, scientifically measured. Stand barefoot on the ground. Stand barefoot on pavement. Stand barefoot in your house.
And you've got some natural supplements called Sleepies, don't you?
We definitely do. That's right. And so do those basics, but then there's things that the body has to have, and they will help you resetting those circadian rhythms as well. You want to get the sunshine, you want to stand barefoot, and you also want to take something called Sleepies. I also would suggest pair that with the Brain and Heart pack for maximum effect, and also eat properly. No wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, buckwheat, fried foods, foods cooked in any oils, no processed meats, no carbonated beverages. I know it sounds like I just took the whole world away, but trust me, there's other meats, as long as they aren't processed. Fantastic. I don't do fast food. I don't suggest it. I don't feel like any of that is very healthy. Massively processed.
How many glasses of water should one drink a day?
You know, I actually talked to Dr. Wallach about this years ago because the whole world wants to tell you, you have to do this, you have to do that. Your body will tell you when it's thirsty. Will that be 8 glasses of 8 ounce of water in it a day? Maybe for some, maybe not for others. Is most of the world dehydrated? Probably so. So even if you think, I feel pretty good, I'm not really thirsty, maybe just put another glass in and be done for the day.
Why don't we hear stories, Randy, of people passing out because they were dehydrated?
Well, it's dehydration combined with missing the salts, and the salts are actually full of mineral. If you know, I've ridden across the state of Iowa 3 times, and you do it in 6 days. It's a organized event called RegBri. And all along the way, there's people out there with salt, dill pickles, eggs with salt, if you get the theme, and tons of food, tons of drinks. They make sure everybody stays hydrated. You could drink a swimming pool of water, but if you don't have salt, you're not going to be pulling that into the cells. So it's a combination when they're passing out. If you've got an ultra marathoner and they go down, one of the first things they do is get them the salts. If you go to the hospital in an ambulance, one of the first things they're doing is sticking an IV into your arm, and they're shoving tons of saline into your right straight to your bloodstream. Salt water is good for us.
Why do they say don't drink it?
I don't know. I think that they're just uneducated, that they don't really understand it. You know, in school, they're only taught about an hour of nutrition. And some of my best friends are trauma ER doctors, parasitologists. Dr. Wallach and another doctor that I'm very close with are doctors of veterinary medicine. And, you know, it's pretty much the same thing across the board with the medical doctors. They don't know much. I just had somebody today with a cancer, and the doctor, the oncologist, said, don't take any nutrients. And they were adamant about it.
The toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. We're talking with Dr. Randy Shannon, who joins us every 6 weeks to talk about your health and things that matter. Let's go next to Jose in Maryland. Welcome to the show. Hello, Jose.
Hello, 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 and good morning, George and Dr. Randy. My question is, you were mentioning conditions of the nails.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
And I was diagnosed or had discovered, well, there was my primary care doctor discovered that I had clubbing, digital clubbing of my fingernails in 2018. And of course, she recommended that I had an echocardiogram. At that time, I was 29, about to be 30 when this was discovered. She recommended I have echocardiogram done and a pulmonary function test. All those came back were okay. So there was really, it's a mystery why I have digital clubbing, and it's gotten worse. So I don't know what could be causing it. I suspect it could be caffeine because I didn't really drink it. It started, like, coincidentally, it happened like 2 years after I had begun to drink coffee on a regular basis. I never was a coffee drinker. And so I started to drink coffee daily. And I don't know if that could be the cause of maybe this condition, because I mean, it's the nails have become very like hardened, and so I don't know what it, you know, what it could be.
It's not trauma. It's not nail biting. It's not a fungus. It's not usually painful. It doesn't usually come and go. And without getting into it, I can't tell exactly if I'm just looking at one thing. That's why I look at faces, fingernails, and tongues. These are possibilities, okay? I'm not saying you have this because I haven't looked at you. We haven't talked, okay? But I would be having them look at COPD, anything to do with the lungs, the heart, the liver. I'm not sure if you have inflammatory bowel disease. There's different things, Crohn's and thyroid, that are all associated with clubbing. So can I narrow it down in this conversation? No. You would have to, you know, get scheduled. There's no doubt about it. Or go back to your medical doctors and have them run tests on all of those areas. And, you know, you're lucky if you can get that done.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Dr. Randy?
Dr. Randy, Miranda in Utah would like to know why eating before bed keeps you awake.
Well, because you just woke back up the digestive process. Now you've put it back to work. That's why you know, you really want to cut yourself off at a certain hour, maybe 5, 6, depends on what your time is. Some people say 4 o'clock, and just let the system go to sleep. When it affects you, you know, some people can say, oh, I ate a full meal and I went to bed and slept like a rock. But others, it does affect where it keeps you up, because you've now got that system going to work, and it's going to work for the next several hours. So that's one of the reasons.
Next up, we've got John in Canada, east of the Rockies. Hello, John. Go ahead.
How's it going, George?
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, I just was going to ask the doctor there. I was injured a couple years back, and my company gave me a modified duty that went from working day shift to working strictly night shift. I do nighttime security. Mm-hmm. And I find that my days off, because if I want to spend any time with my family, I'm up for, like, extended periods. And it's not days off, it's nights off. So I'm just wondering, how detrimental is this to my extended health if I keep this up?
Yeah, I mean, there's studies out there that does say that third shift and just not getting sleep, period, is very bad, and it does cut your life short. So if there's any way to figure out another way, try to do that. You do have to have sunshine. You do have to have that kind of light in your eyes as opposed to a light, manufactured. There is truth to it. We're supposed to rise with the sun and go to bed with, you know, the sundown.
I'm still kicking, Randy, and I haven't been doing that.
I know, George, but you're taking a lot of nutrients. So, you know, and I will say, if you're not on the nutrients, there's definitely, you know, the team knows exactly what my main go-to is. Reach out to the team for sure. And, you know, you've got to do some things to boost your immune system so that you're not going the wrong direction.
We're taking calls with Dr. Randy Shannon. We'll do it at the half as well, right here on Coast to Coast. Thank you, John. Let's go next to, whose turn is it? Jeb in Arizona, west of the Rockies. Jeb, thanks for holding.
It's okay, George and Randy. Randy, I have a question about my prostate health.
Okay.
What would you recommend to protect my prostate health and urinary tract health?
What's your PSA number like, Jeb?
It's pretty high.
What's high to you?
It's like 20.
Well, that's high. Go ahead, Randy.
So on one of the commercial times, you were playing the song Rocket Man.
Yep.
By Elton John. So I was thinking about that at the time. I was one of the luckiest people on the planet. I got to see his last concert in Miami and got to see him play that song live. For protecting the prostate and just to make sure that life is good, the baseline product, the bottom line that I give to everybody, the team knows what that one is, the Brain and Heart Pack. But then, you know, all males, and all females need to have a lot of cholesterol in the body. I'm sure I'm blowing a lot of people's minds with that. But we need that. Over 20% of the body is cholesterol. And so you got to eat a lot of eggs. I heard Dr. Wallach say it once in front of a room of like 2,000 people, ladies, if you want your men's junk to work, and he pointed down, he said, make sure you're feeding them lots of eggs. And like when they eat the piece of chicken, that they're eating the skin and the fatty pieces and everything on that, because that's very important to our body. And then as far as products go, if you can't eat enough eggs, which most people can't, we have an amazing egg product. It's a hyperimmune egg called I-26. That's going to get you a ton of cholesterol, all your daily dose. And we have an amazing product called Zara Test. And that has a ton of ingredients in it that will help you. We have a male hormonal support. It's got saw palmetto and, different things in it that are going to help the prostate. So if you're having things like enlargement or ED, or you're starting to move into a cancer, that's a whole nother ballgame. So if you're still, feeling good and you just want it to function, those are the things. Zyrtec, I-26, brain and heart, male hormonal support, and then eat right. Make sure you're eating lots of eggs.
Are you still seeing a lot of incidents of cancer, Doc?
Yes, tons.
Why?
Probably my biggest type of client.
Environment?
I would say it's a combination of that and, maybe some jabberwockies.
Wild times. Here's that toll-free number again, 1-855-949-7234. The website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. We're talking with Dr. Randy Shannon from Critical Health News. Since you've been doing this, Randy, what's the response been to you?
What's been the response from me being a naturopathic doctor?
Yes.
Or just I feel like even though it's through the phone and all of my clients are virtual, some people offer to fly in here, but really there's no place to go. I don't have an open clinic. We do everything via pictures. And so that's how I can get to the whole world. I have been told repeatedly that I have the best bedside manner, even when I worked in other doctors' offices. And I love my clients. And so I think what people love the most about me doing this is because I do have interaction with them. I actually talk to them. People think they can never get to the doctor or spend much time with the doctor. And I spend a ton of time with my clients. So, and then you throw in doing radio. Since I was a Fox affiliate talk show host for 8 years, this is my wheelhouse. I love radio. So I love getting to, people all across the coast and maybe even outside of this country.
It is one of the best mediums out there. We'll come back in a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com in just a moment. That's the website to go to. Go to it now. Go to it tomorrow. But call this toll-free number for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Final calls next. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Randy Shannon with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance. They're there to help you, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Randy, is gluten really that bad for us? Doc hates it.
I don't like it either. It really is because, like I mentioned before, it goes through our digestive tract like a wrecking ball. And when it gets to the small intestine where it's supposed to be like a shaggy rug, it literally mows the shag down. And some people make it to 30. Some people make it to 40. Some people make it to 50 till they hit a brick wall where it's like, oh, my gosh, what is wrong with me? Or they get Crohn's disease or all these IBS, all these different things that they get diagnosed with, and it all pretty much goes back to the gluten, gliadins, and the phagopyrenes. So gluten isn't necessarily in some things, like if you get a gluten-free oatmeal, for example. Well, you think, oh, I'm great, I got a gluten-free oatmeal, but the bottom line is it's got the evil twin brother, gliadin, and he's just as evil. So even the gluten-free is no good of the oatmeal. So that's why the things that are in that lineup, wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, and buckwheat, all of them fall in that. It's a big no-no. Be careful with the beers. Rice beers.
Back to the phones. First-time caller Mark in Los Angeles. Hey, Mark, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I had a question. I'm curious about using Irish sea moss and its benefits, it holding 92 of the 102 minerals that our bodies required.
Well, I mean, it's good. But where is it sourced from? I don't know. So you definitely have to track that. Okay. And the reason that I like our minerals over any other minerals that are out there is because when you look at what we have in our actual canisters or in the condensed pill, there is over 200 ingredients in what we have. Like, it's unbelievable price-wise and comparison-wise. CMOS is great, but it's just that. I want more. I want the herbal tinctures that go with that. I want the amino acids that should be in there that make it super well-rounded. So that's why I do what I do. It's not that I haven't tried CMOS. I have, but I really, really love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
What's the next breakthrough in health, Randy? What do you think?
Well, hopefully it's going more back to the basics. You know, when I talked about the incurables and the whole, like, if people would understand that it's only incurable because they haven't created a drug, and actually, I don't know of any prescription drug ever that's actually cured something. I don't know of one. And they all have side effects. So I think the next breakthrough is that people really wake up to realize less is more. Less is more in the food, less, you know, ingredients. When I want to get some potato salad, can it just be potato salad? Does it have to be all the other stuff? When I want to take a nutrient, I want it to be clean. So, you know, I feel like we have the best of the best right here. And people realizing that prevention is key. It doesn't mean that we can't, you know, guarantee they won't get something. But what we're trying to do is create a body in which these things are less likely to survive or even thrive.
Truly remarkable. It really is.
Yeah.
Is naturopathic, which is what you are, mm-hmm. close to holistic?
Yeah, they're basically in the same wheelhouse. You know, holistics tend to go more with herbals only, and I do basically everything. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids. I worked for an acupuncturist. He only used Chinese herbals. Nobody ever got better.
Jim in California is with us. Hey, Jimmy, go ahead.
Yeah, George and Dr. Shannon, I was wondering if you've heard of a special frequency of UV light that will, it's called far UVC light, at operating at 222 nanometers, discovered by Dr. Brennan at Columbia University, that will kill all the viruses, including COVID-19, but is safe to be used around humans and pets. A light like these could be installed in classrooms and offices, airports, cruise ships, airlines, whatever, to clean the air and disinfect surfaces of the COVID virus and keep people safe.
I've heard ultraviolet does do things like that, Randy.
Yep, and I've heard it too, and they have studied this. And I think that they are using it in functional and naturopathic type of clinics, and it has been shown to enhance the immune response. It reduces the microbial load in the body. It helps to support the detoxes that people are going through. So I'm definitely not against it.
Let's go to Cornelius in Louisiana. Hello there, Mr. White. Welcome to the program.
Hey, George and Doc. Well, Doc, they call me the God, Guns, and Gold Man, the Bible, Bullets, and Beans Man down here in Voodoo, Hoodoo, and Udoo, Louisiana. So my question for you, and Tommy knows this, George and Tommy saved me. I had a sugar in the thousands a few years ago because I wasn't eating right. And then now I've got this stiffness disease like Celine Dion, and I've been trying to get help here. I've been in the same pants for 3 years. And my feet ain't been washed in a year and 3 months. And I've been trying to get home health care. So my question to you, do y'all have any products like that help you for stiffness or anything like that? God bless you, George, and God bless Coast to Coast AM.
Randy, he is suffering from stiff person syndrome, which is a rare autoimmune neurological disorder.
Yep. And I don't know if he's still there, if we can find out when it started, but
I would say it's been there a couple of years.
So in my opinion, that's 100% reversible. My my experience has always been, if you were not born with it, it's reversible. And what he's going through is terrible. They have incredible pain. The muscles are rigid. They're stiff. Starts typically in the back and the legs and the abdomen. And I have dealt with clients with this over and over and over with amazing success. So, you know, it falls under that autoimmune category. And I actually love working with clients. I hope he does reach out. He just has to reach out to the team, and then the team will, they know how to get him connected. And, you know, we will be able to show pictures of the reversal of that, in my opinion. So I would definitely have him on a brain and heart for sure. And then from there, we would need to take a look at everything else. But I believe that's 100% reversible. I don't think... even in 30 to 60 days, in my opinion, that you would even need home health care at all. I've had people that came to me that were 8 years bedridden that had the same thing, that within 3 months, they were doing laps around Costco because they could.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Final text and tweet for you. What do you have there, Thomas?
Hey, Randy. Johnny in Iowa would like to know if his foot neuropathy is reversible and what he can take for it.
And explain what neuropathy is, Randy.
Yeah. Typically, every single case of neuropathy is reversible without drugs. Now, sometimes people will use things in the beginning to just kind of alleviate pain, but we have a circulatory issue. We have neuropathy. I don't know if he's a diabetic. That's very common with diabetics. It gets so bad where their feet are in so much pain they can't walk. I would go with, for sure, a blood sugar pack. And then I would go with, we have nerve support. So hopefully somebody's writing that down. And if not, reach to the team. And, you know, we can get that covered. And then the body, the brain sees all that. And it says, wow, I can actually go to work now. And you're going to start to have sensation, movement, temperature changes even in that. And a lot of that just goes away. It could have been, causes of that, like I mentioned, was the diabetes. So blood sugar pack is kind of where I would start. It could be, and you sounded great, but it could be from alcohol abuse. It could be a chemotherapy side effect. I don't know. So it's the unknowns where I can't give you full answers, but I can get close.
Let's go to Gene in New York, east of the Rockies. Hi, Gene.
Hey, thanks. I have a retinitis pigmentosa. Is there anything that you could recommend for that? Is there anything for cataracts to remove them without surgery? And my fingernails are like washboards. They're getting better, but the lines are up and straight up and down, front to back. Thank you.
Well, I think once a cataract gets cloudy, that's it, right?
There's not much you can do. Yeah, it's pretty bad, but you should stop eating oils, because that's one of the culprits of just literally clogging everything up and making everything bad. You know, so I heard that one, and
retinitis pigmentosa.
Cataracts, I don't think there's anything wrong with getting a cataract surgery and getting that removed. It's a simple surgery. There are pros at that. I wouldn't have a problem with that. And then you want to fortify the eyes from that point on. We have amazing, amazing products. Dr. Wallach told a story years ago where there was a contest. I won't get into all the details, but basically 27 considered legally blind people, and every one of them was reversed within about 90 to 120 days. So they were farsighted, you know, nearsighted, and went so far to where they were literally considered by their eye doctor blind, and it was all reversible. Cataracts, that's a different story. You know, you can have those surgically removed.
I was on a panel once with Doc Wallach where a medical doctor attacked him verbally. And Doc just stood his ground and put the guy down.
Yeah. I've seen him on a panel of 30 doctors that were all beating their chests. He waited till the very end to talk. And you could have heard a pin drop when he talked. And he schooled the whole room. It was amazing.
Next up, let's go to Paulette in Washington. Hey, Paulette, welcome.
Hi, George. Nice to be on the show again.
Good day.
I just have a really important thing to say about all of this is read your labels. I just have learned about imitation vanilla and made from beaver anal gland. I mean, it's really gross. You've got to read your labels of whatever you're eating. That's all I want to say.
What do you think of that, Randy?
I 100% agree. I don't disagree with that. Got to have organic. You got to have clean. And if you're not, then you're eating, apparently, beaver anal gland. Never heard that one, but yeah. I believe her.
Comes down to who do you trust, too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I mean, I don't know who's putting that on the market or how they ever even... I'm blown away by that because I never heard that before. You do have to know your sources, bottom line.
Where do people get your book, Tongue Tales?
They can just go straight out on Amazon and look up Tongue Tales and Randy Shannon, and they'll be able to get it right there.
What's your next project?
I have a cookbook coming out and fasting. I have a really amazing, so fascinating report on fasting. Things that people have never heard, never, nowhere.
What if you only eat like once a day? Is that bad for you?
It's not bad. I mean, that would fall into like a intermittent fasting. And, you know, things that your brain goes and uses different energy when you start to fast. You lose visceral fat, which is the fat around the organs, when you fast. It reduces the viral load. I mean, there are so many amazing things if people are trying to lose weight. I can tell you the first 3 to 4 pounds is always water only. It's only after that that it turns into, like, real fat if you're trying to lose weight on a fast.
And, you know, what's that system where you pinch your hand to see if you're dehydrated?
Oh, I don't know that one.
You put your hand down on the table, squeeze mm-hmm. the skin on the top of it, and depending on how it comes back, determines how hydrated you are.
Okay.
Try that out. Randy, keep in touch. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks.
That sounds great. We'll see you.
Dr. Randy Shannon, again, thecriticalhealthnews.com. Call that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Haunted in America, True Ghost Stories.